the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome again to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. Once again, Tony is down in the southern lands traveling, and so I have my guest host, and that's going to be Mr. John Burns. John, glad to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
John, you're one of our SCORE mentors. So how long have you been with SCORE, John?
It's about 3.5 years right now.
Good. Okay. And your specialty?
Specialty is... anything and everything with running a business, but with really special emphasis on marketing and logistics and planning.
Okay. Well, we're good to have you with us today. We're going to have a very interesting show today. Our guest is Brian Gottlieb. Brian is the president of Tundraland. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that organization. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that they do as far as their marketing and other programs that they have. As I said, Brian is the president of Tundraland. He's also been recognized as the Entrepreneur of the Year by the Post Crescent Annual Report and also Entrepreneur of the Year by the Fox City's Chamber. So he has a rather impressive background. Brian, I'm going to just turn right over to you. And first of all, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Good morning, Randy. Good morning, John. Are we going to do a sing-along of my jingle, by the way?
we did that with one client once, and it worked fairly well. But he was singing his Christmas jingle,
oh,
so we'll have
go.
To remember
that's
that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Brian, you got a very, very impressive background. Can you tell us a little bit how you, who you are, how you got into this organization, what your background is?
Sure. So to start with where we are today, my name is Brian Gottlieb, president of Tundraland. Thanks so much for having me in. Really do appreciate it, guys. It's an interesting startup because some years ago in Wisconsin here, I used to be the sales manager, starting as a salesperson and working my way up as a sales manager in the home improvement business. And the company was actually called Four Seasons Sunrooms out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Familiar with it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I had a great time. Four Seasons is a franchise. There are 300 locations all over the U.S. and Canada. And when I became sales manager, we always did great stuff. You know, we always had some really, really fantastic successes. But my favorite thing to do as a sales manager was training, developing salespeople.
Okay.
It really, really lit me up. I really enjoyed it. And I guess it was around 2003 or 2004, I thought to myself, you know what? I could make a business out of this.
All right.
So I left the sunroom industry and hung out my own shingle and did consulting on the road, sales training, motivational speaking, business development, and that was it was quite the journey until I started Tundraland. So.
All right. And you did that throughout the Midwest? Or
traveled the country.
Okay.
Companies would bring me in, and I would – it was sort of like getting my Ph.D. in business because, you know how it is as a consultant. You see things that are fantastic and things that, you know, might need a little bit of help here and there in other companies.
Yeah.
So – I did that for many years until I started Tundraland in May of 2009.
Okay. How did you end up focusing on the home improvement remodeling program that you're now into?
It's one of those things that I started out as a builder myself,
mm-hmm.
so doing the hands-on work. And life takes you through, changes. And I found myself having a real passion for the business side of things and, in the sales side and the people development. And that's kind of what always has kept me in the home improvement sector.
Okay. And you've been at that location all this time?
At Tundraland right now where we are?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. So that business, the startup story is really something else. I started the business in May of 2009, and the first location of Tundraland was the back of a friend's warehouse on a plastic folding table that was really dusty with a $3,000 cash investment.
Okay, so no expenses were spared at all.
It was going all for
the whole thing.
I did have a telephone.
Okay, well, that's good. That makes good. And how many people did you start with at that time?
Sure. So it was just me on a folding table.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was interesting because in 2008, as we know, a lot of companies went out of business.
Right.
And banks weren't lending money at all to startups, especially – somebody like me that had a folding table and $3,000 in cash, I wasn't like the ideal candidate. So the business started, you know, through just me and an idea. And, you know, it's amazing when I can pinch myself to where we are today. It's really something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, you have a amazing growth with growing, like you said. Now, how many people do you have currently?
We have 115 employees now.
Okay. Full-time?
Full-time employees. We're one of the largest home improvement companies in the nation.
Wow.
Interesting enough.
Yeah, Brian, what would you say if one thing or a number of things that might have happened that was were able to take you to that next step?
Yeah, wow. Certainly the people that are in the business. I can't do anything just by me. We have to be surrounded by like-minded individuals that all believe that are given a clear vision and all believe in the vision. That's so important to taking that next step. While at the same time, I had to have faith in the people inside of the business where I could continue to invest in the company, knowing it's not going to shrink, but instead is going to grow. Really important.
A lot of investment in time and energy.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah. Still is.
It still is. Okay.
But you know what? It's fun. It's really a great time. It's really a great time. So the thing I think the most amazing thing is that a business can grow if you believe in your people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you trust in your people, a business can grow significantly.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, we're talking today with Brian Gottlieb, who is the president of Tundraland. If you have any questions, either for Brian or for John and I, we'd ask you please give us a call at 281-1150 or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So again, if you have any questions, give us a call. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after that. You are listening to Biz Talk here on 1150 Talk Radio, WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. As I said, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host this morning. Co-hosting with me is John Burns from the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. And our guest today is Brian Gottlieb, owner and president of Tundraland. Before we get back to Brian, I just want to take just a quick moment to tell everybody a little bit more about SCORE, who we are, and what we do here in the Fox Cities. SCORE is a affiliate of the Small Business Administration, actually, but we are not a government organization. We are a nonprofit. Here in the Fox Cities, we have 51 members right now with backgrounds in just about any area of business you can imagine. Our primary goal is to help small businesses and entrepreneurs succeed, doing that by by offering mentoring as a free service to those of you out there who are trying to get started up. We cover about a seven-county area all the way down to Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette counties, as well as Waupaca, Washera up in this area, out of Gamey, Calumet. We have offices here in Appleton as well as offices in Oshkosh and in Fond du Lac. So we are available, and as I said, the mentoring service we offer is free of charge. So all you need to do is go out to our website, which is foxcities.score.org, and click on the looking for a meeting, fill out the information, and hopefully we can have somebody back in touch with you within a couple of days and set up a time where you can sit down, get started, and help you get your business plan put together, your marketing plan, and all the various things that you need, either if you're just starting up or have been in business and are looking for help. So again, please give us a call, give us a contact on our website, and that's www.foxcities.score.org. Okay, so with that said, now I can get back to the real interesting stuff, and that's talking to Brian. Again, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Randy.
When we were talking about the starting up of Tundraland, you have now a myriad of products and so on.
That's
how
right.
did you decide on what you want to start with, and how did that grow? How
right.
did you?
So the business started again in May of 2009 with the idea that we could create a different type of business, a business that not only did well but also did good.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I knew was sunrooms. Okay. So we started out with sunrooms in May of 2009, and I remember that, again, $3,000 is a startup on a white folding table when banks aren't lending money.
I was going to say, your timing was everything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't go very far if things don't work out.
Right.
But I do remember I was set up, there was a home show at the Fox River Mall.
Okay.
And I didn't even have a home show booth. But I signed up for the home show. It probably took about a quarter of my entire, bank account for the business at that time. But I signed up for the home show, and I had a projector.
Mm-hmm.
And because I used to, a projector and a laptop from my consulting days, and I created a PowerPoint loop for my home show. I managed to set one sunroom appointment and sold it.
Well,
I thought, okay,
go.
I'm in business.
Hey, that's 100%.
I'll tell you
what. Anybody can market that well.
That was the best show I ever did.
Right.
So yeah, we started out with sunrooms and built that, and then started, and sunrooms can be, we keep many, many crews busy. We do a ton of sunrooms every year.
Okay.
But we saw an opportunity to do some interior work with baths. So we got into baths and then replacement windows and walk-in tubs.
Okay.
So our current product mix is sunrooms, bathrooms, replacement windows, and walk-in tubs.
Okay.
We've tried some other products along the way, but probably not the best fit for us. So.
Okay. And the you're very well known, of course, for the windows and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But now the walk-in tubs, is that because of the changing age groups and so on?
Yeah. Because we do so many bath projects, and we do about 115 bath remodeling projects a month, by
okay.
the way. So that's a lot of baths.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so we're in a lot of homes. And there are a lot of people that have a bathtub that they can't get in and out of, and so they might convert it to a shower. But some people really just like taking a bath. And,
mm-hmm.
and the bathroom's a dangerous place. And we found a real opportunity that aging-in-place market, who wants to go to a nursing home or retirement center? A lot of people want to stay in home longer. So
mm-hmm.
putting in a walk-in tub is a great idea, and it's just a huge growth opportunity for us.
Okay. But you said now the other areas that you do, you're still with the sunrooms.
Yep.
And you've got a lot of competition in these areas. Do you find it, difficult to work with these? Or
I'm in denial over the competition, that's
okay.
all. So I just
okay.
pretend they don't exist.
Okay.
Well, look, I think every business, there are always choices. I don't know that I think of somebody as a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
I think a competitor is somebody that does exactly the same thing, exactly the same way. I think there are options and choices, and our opportunity is to create a different type of experience for the consumer.
Okay.
By offering a different type of, from a buying experience to a building experience.
Okay.
And it's our responsibility to communicate that in
okay.
an effective manner, and that kind of takes care of.
So I'm hearing that you're not necessarily focused on a quote product, but on a business idea itself.
That's right. Companies can drive themselves crazy worrying too much about their competition, because then they start to build their business based on what their competition is doing, when in fact you should build your business based on what you where you want to take it.
Yeah, so you're the innovator and leader. That's your goal in the process.
That's right. Okay, that is correct. That's the idea.
How do people get in contact with you?
Sure. Well, you know, 800 Tundraland.
Okay.
Tundraland.com.
Okay.
We also have a beautiful design center on Highway 41 in Kaukauna. We have a pop-up display in the Fox River Mall in Appleton. We have another pop-up display that's standing up in the Green Bay Mall. Actually, we're setting it up this Monday. So there are plenty of places to find us.
Okay. Well, we're going to get back to that in a little bit as far as talking about the various programs and how you use both the marketing, but especially the public relations portion of your marketing campaign, which makes you very, very unique and also, I think, very much of top-of-mind awareness with people. So it sounds like you're succeeding in that goal.
Yeah. So it's we've been very, very fortunate. This is such an amazing community. It's such a it's such a fantastic community, and you know, so I look forward to speaking about that.
Okay. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Again, reminder, if you want to give us a call at 281-1150, if you have any questions for Brian or for John and I, and again, you can reach us there or at 1-886-887-1150. You're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on WHBY, Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Good morning, and again, welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host for the day while Tony is happily doing his Southern Swing. We'll be getting back to our guest today, who is Brian Gottlieb, president of Tundraland. But first, I just want to take a real quick minute to mention some of the things that are going on with SCORE. In addition to the mentoring that we do, of course, we have a number of programs, seminars each year that we do. A couple of things coming up very shortly. The big one that we're talking about right now is our big 40th anniversary. SCORE here in the Fox Cities is 40 years old this year in May, and we're going to be having a large celebration. We're going to have a reception and a client recognition night that will be on May 3rd. That's Tuesday coming up. It'll be at Liberty Hall. Registration is from 5 to 6 with the recognition program running from 6 to 7:30. And then 7:30 to 9, networking and meeting people. The program is free. What we're asking, though, is that you would please register with us at our website. Again, that foxcities.score.org, so we can kind of get a good head count. But it should be a really good night. We're going to have a lot of people there who are friends of SCORE, people who have done have been our clients over the years, and people who recognize some of the things that SCORE does. So if you're interested in attending, again, foxcities.score.org. While you're at that website, by the way, I'd also ask you to look at some of the other programs that we're doing. We have two of our partnership programs that we're doing with CAP Services coming up. One is on recognizing predatory lending practices. That's coming up Tuesday, April 19th. It's going to be held up in Clintonville, and we're going to be doing that one in the morning, registration at 7 a.m. with the program itself from 7:30 to 9, speaking on how to work with lenders and what predatory lending is all about. So, again, if you have any questions on that, it's going to be held up in Clintonville. You can get all the details on our website. Another program coming up later is going to be coming up in May on the 12th, and that one is going to be one that everybody keeps asking about, and that is, how do I find and engage today's workers? The shortage of people for the jobs that we have. That program is going to be held in New London, and it will be on Thursday, May 12th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, check it out on our website. And finally, one other big partnership program we're doing, we work, of course, with the chambers here in the Valley, and we have a program with the Heart of the Valley Chamber, and also Fox West is going to be on taking your business to the next step. We will be having a situation where we will have five people on the panel to talk about different parts of your business, advertising, trying to look at training and planning, financing, cash flow, and the legal aspects of it. We're going to have people on the panel for that. That program is set on May 19th, Grand Meridian. It's going to be from 7:30 for registration a.m., and then from 8 a.m. until 9:30 will be the panel discussion and questions and answers. So, again, each of these programs are set up. They're going to be free, but you do need to register, so please go out to the website, and that is, again, foxcities.score.org. So now, with all that taken care of, I can get back to the fun stuff, the more important things, and that's talking to Brian Gottlieb. As I said, he is the president of Tundraland. And one of the things, Brian, that you're well noted for is how you use or work with public relations, the things that you get involved with in the community. Can you tell us, first of all, some of the things you're involved in?
Sure.
And then let's talk about how you actually organize that kind of stuff.
Sure. So our community involvement is it isn't just something we do. It's what defines us. Okay. It's part of our culture. It's who we are. It's what we live and breathe. And that's really important to know. So, you know, we believe that a company can do well and do good. If you were to pass by our sign on Highway 41 in Kaukauna, and it says, you know, Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, home improvements. But really the two most important words on the sign are above the name Tundraland, and the words say, we are.
Okay.
We are Tundraland. We have a we are philosophy, and the we are philosophy is you know, we are not just a business. We are part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
We are a place where we believe in ourselves and we believe in each other.
Mm-hmm.
We believe our greatest opportunity in this world is to encourage and inspire the person standing next to us to accomplish things greater than they ever thought possible.
Okay.
Not just in our company, but in the community.
Okay.
So part of our cause marketing that we do, our community involvement, I think a lot of people are surprised to learn that we do a free project for somebody every month.
Right. I saw that on the material you were talking about. That's called Tundraland Cares.
Yeah, it's an initiative of our business. It's called Tundraland Cares, where we do a free project for somebody every month. And it's usually by surprise, because we really have fun with it, and it's really terrific. It's somebody that really, you know, that there are a lot of people that we've been very fortunate as a business. You know, from a plastic folding table in 2009, to one of the largest home improvement companies in the nation, we've been very fortunate. Our opportunity to impact people that haven't been that fortunate is something that binds everybody together. So from crashing a vet's bath to Windows for a Cause, which I know we'll talk about in just a moment.
Now, Brian, how do you pick the person or pick the project?
Yeah, so it's a collaborative effort for our team. We meet as a group every week. We discuss a variety of things. We have what we call our blue sky marketing meeting, where our whole team meets. Anybody from our inside sales team to our outside sales team to our marketing managers to our events manager, and we talk about different ways we could help people. Anybody in our company can submit the name, or anybody in the community can submit the name of somebody that needs a project. I've gotten emails from people that said, hey, my uncle really has, you know, X, Y, and Z going on. Can you help? And we've helped people like that. So, in fact, we have a If anybody knows somebody that needs a project, they're certainly invited to contact us. Because if somebody needs something, maybe they have a bath that they can't get in and out of, and, sure. and they just don't have the money for it, or there's a house full of windows, and nobody should freeze in the wintertime
right.
here in Wisconsin. You know, we invite people to contact us. We want to hear that story. So we submit names as a team, and we talk about it as a team.
Okay, and that's part of the culture that you're trying to develop with your employees.
Yeah, it's part of the, because people don't. I believe at least people don't want just a job. They want a career path, and they want to feel like they've made a difference. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we can put our fingerprint on this world for the time we're here, mm-hmm. you know what? I think we've made an impact. And I also believe that if you can positively impact the life of just one person, that's how you begin to change the world.
Okay. Well, your partnerships that you have, of course, one of the most popular and well-known, of course, is your Mile of Music promotional activities.
That's right.
How did you get entangled up with that bunch?
What a great thing. So, you know, earlier on, it's a great cause that they're doing. What I love about it is I love the fact that it's all original music. The reason why I love original music and the reason why I really love Mile of Music, and people ask me all the time, what's Tundraland's connection to Mile of Music? Okay, so here's how I look at it. As I said earlier, our opportunity is to encourage and inspire the person standing next to us mm-hmm. to accomplish things greater than they ever thought possible on their own. How do we get somebody else to reach deep inside of themselves and accomplish things bigger than they ever thought possible? The relationship at Mile of Music between an original artist
mm-hmm.
who wrote some song in his basement one day and the audience that gets to hear that song,
mm-hmm.
you know, that artist is very vulnerable. You know, they're putting out something, their own creation. They don't know how it's going to be received. And the applause they receive actually elevates, in my opinion, that artist to challenge themselves to accomplish things greater than they ever thought possible, because that approval is like, you know what, I can even do better.
Right.
And that's what I think is so absolutely cool.
Now, the other thing that you've done with this program is to draw that much more attention to the Fox River Valley,
right.
to have people recognize us not only just as a great place to live, but having some wonderful opportunities. So, again, It's the combination of doing the concept, the program, helping your organization,
that's right.
but also helping the Valley and so on, which is a real strong point for the things you do.
There have been so many terrific things over the past few years that have happened downtown Appleton. Mm-hmm. I mean, ADI, what a great organization. The Chamber, what a great group of people. What a great organization. Mm-hmm. But there have been so many. I think this. These emerging artists, this whole wave of, there's just a different energy downtown Appleton. Mile of Music is a huge part of it. You know, we're happy again. We just announced we're the presenting sponsor of Mile
right.
of Music again this year, with our goal is to, you know, make music free for the people of Appleton or anywhere
right.
that wants to enjoy it. And yeah, it is, it's different. And you know, I think it also gives us an opportunity to interact with customers with our products in different ways, whether it's, you know, whether it's singing in the shower
I was going to ask you about that one. That seems to be one of the more popular stops along the way on the avenue. How did you come up with that one? Who came up with that idea?
So, you know, I think it was Corey Chisel, Dave Willems, Keith, and myself. We were sitting in a room talking about, okay, this is the first year we wanted to get involved in Mile of Music. And, you know, what does a home improvement company have to do with music? Well, you know, I think we've all sang in the shower, even if we don't.
Sure.
So we thought, well, why not set up let's make it fun. Let's set up some shower displays on College Avenue inside of the Radisson Paper Valley. And if you don't know the story, what we do is we have a couple of different shower displays set up. We have an amp, we have a guitar,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we have a microphone. We even have this machine called the Sing Tricks. So if you can't sing,
mm-hmm.
it's a vocal tuner. It'll make you sound great. I can even sing in it. Anyway, and what we do is once we get to 250 people singing in the shower, we then send a kid to music school for a year.
Right. Okay. I heard about that project. The young man that you did last year, I understand, was quite a story in and of himself.
It sure was. So the first year we sent a great kid. His name is Jordan Odenhoven. We took him to Hyde Music, got him a new mm-hmm. guitar, sent him to music school for a year.
Wow.
And last year, Jordan Odenhoven, this 16-year-old kid, opened up Mile of Music on stage with Corey Chisel.
Wow.
I mean, talk about living the dream.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, that's what it's all about. So this year, we've been sending Brooklyn Hill to music school, and I was just speaking to the co-founders of Mile of Music. There'll be some, she'll also be performing during Mile of Music, as will Jordan. They'll do some stuff together. It's just a really, really, really cool event that, that I think, that unites a community. And, and, you know, a community is defined by its arts, its culture, and it's really cool.
Well, one of the things I've heard you mention when we're talking about this, and of course, all of this is public relations for your firm as well as for the programs that you're doing.
That's right.
But you call it cause marketing.
That's right.
Can you kind of tell us what you mean by that?
Yeah. So, cause marketing is what we do is, again, each month we do a free project for somebody. And just to give you a couple of highlights of some free projects we've done, where we've done it through, it was, you know, through cause marketing. There was a fellow by the name of Don. Don is a Korean War vet who got stuck in his own bathtub and had to call 911 for help to get out.
Okay.
And we heard about that story last November. At the same time, we were actually having a Packers signing, because we're a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. We had a Packers autograph signing at our place at Tundraland. We had four different Packers there. We heard that this fellow Don was a big James Jones fan.
Okay.
So we kind of set him up. I had our bath division manager go out to Don's house to see his bathroom, to see if there's anything we can do to help. And I had James Jones sitting next to me at Tundraland.
Okay.
We got Don on the phone, and we told Don that James was going to sign a football for him, and Don was so grateful because Don had met James, and, oh, my gosh, you're the greatest guy in the world. Then we told him that we were going to remodel his bathroom and make it handicap accessible for him for free.
Okay.
And, you know, he just started crying, you know. And, you know, that's the stuff that life's about, you know, and we did that for him. Another project we did was a fellow by the name of Mike Alstein, who did a couple of tours in Iraq, came home from Iraq and was diagnosed with MS, found himself in a wheelchair. We heard about his story. So we cleverly got him out of the house for the day, got him a private tour of Lambeau Field.
Okay.
While he was enjoying the tour, he then went to the Gamblers game and at night and brought him out on the ice to thank him for his service. And showed him on the Jumbotron that when he left his home at 11 a.m. for his private tour, our guys snuck into his home and remodeled his bath for free.
Wow. That's got to be a wonderful surprise.
Yeah. So that's what when we say cause marketing, it's you know, do people recognize we're doing it? Sure. But you know what? You can do well and do good at the same time.
One of the other effects that this has, and I know you say you work with your staff in putting this all together.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect ability to attract people to your business, you know, as employees?
Yeah.
How has this worked for you?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. I think people want more than a job. They really want a career path and an opportunity to make a difference in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody, regardless of the position in our place, in our organization, what makes it very, very unique, from the person answering the phones, to the person sweeping the shop, to the person that's installing something, to the person that's selling something, every single person in the organization has an opportunity to positively impact a stranger's life.
Okay.
And from a recruitment side, from a culture side, our point of differentiation as a business is far beyond the products that we sell. It's far beyond that. In fact, I can make the case that if I only make our point of differentiation about the products, our success will be limited. Our true point of differentiation is how we act with each other, how we interact with the community, how we recruit new talent, and how everybody together believes not that we're defined, but instead that we're limitless.
Wonderful. Okay. And this is the culture you promote. This is, you know, it's not just, like you said, a sign in your office.
That's right. It's not just a sign. It's something that everybody rallies behind. And that's why it's so important that it's not me that decides who we do a project for. It's the people of Tundraland. It's our team that decides it. You know, our Windows for a Cause, you know, is a great example of that.
Yeah, I was going to get back to that. We have a break coming up shortly, but I also have to do a a little selling here for one moment to recognize our sponsors.
Good for you. I like selling.
But we come back, though, the last portion, I want to talk to you especially about the Windows for a Cause program and how that one works.
It's one of the coolest things I think we've ever done.
Okay, thanks. Well, we'll be right back to that. But first of all, like I said, I have to do a little thank you here to our current sponsors. That's the people, of course, who make this possible and make it possible for SCORE to do many of the things that we do. So first of all, I want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, handling financing for our clients. We also have Albertson Hailing CPAs, who are a small accounting firm here. They have offices in both Appleton and Green Bay, and again, they are business accountants. Thank you also to the Legal Business Edge, that's Sarah DeBruin. Her legal firm takes care of a lot of the programs and things that you need done as a small business starting up. We also want to thank Bank First National, just opened up their new location out by the mall, and again, their business financing and products for small business. We also want to thank Candeo Marketing. Zach and his crew over there are the people who put together our website for BizTalk with SCORE, and again, we remind you to go out to that because all these programs are archived out there, so if you want to hear what we were talking about today or what we were talking about 3 months ago, those programs are out there. And again, Zach and the crew out at Candeo Marketing take care of that for us, and we want to thank them very much. And then finally, we want to recognize a partner we have as Business News. Business News has been with us for many years and do a great job of promoting the East Central Wisconsin area through their periodical. Business News comes out every 2 weeks, and subscription is only $20 per year. So we definitely recommend that as a source of all the information about what's going on in the Valley. With that said, again, thank you to our sponsors. We're going to take a quick break and be back with Brian Gottlieb from the Tundraland. You are listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Okay, and welcome back to our last segment of Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And our guest today is Brian Gottlieb from Tundraland. Brian, we've been talking about a lot of the different programs that you have. One of them we didn't give a whole lot of time to, but is this Windows for a Cause. That's a very fascinating program you've got.
Yeah, it sure is. So, again, and thanks for having me, Randy and John. Really appreciate it. The Windows for a Cause program, you know, it's designed, which we'll share in a moment, to help a local vet in our community. But I think as a company, you know, there are a lot of different ways that that we can serve our community and the veterans. And one way is, you know, we've made a commitment to just sell Made in America products. So, you know, everything we offer is Made in America. Our Windows for a Cause program is a way that we, that both the community, our company, and this deserving vet can only interact. And what it is, you know, we do a lot of replacement windows. We have our own Tundraland series replacement window. It's a great window. And when we put new windows in people's homes, typically the old windows end up in the dumpster, right? So what we've done is we started looking at all these old windows in the trash, and we thought, wow, there's a real opportunity here. So what we're doing is we've commissioned local artists in the community to paint beautiful designs on these windows so we can auction them off. What it's turned into is it's not just the artists that are painting windows, but it's community members. It's the mayor of Green Bay. It's the mayor of Appleton. Mm-hmm. It's John Bergstrom's office. It's the Green Bay Packers. It's the Timber Rattlers. It's the Chamber. It's ADI. It's Corey Chisel. It's a whole bunch, the YMCA.
We're gonna have to get a score window in there somewhere.
Oh, absolutely, I would love it. So anyway, we're taking all these windows and these beautiful, amazing pieces of art that these artists have painted, also with the theme of, when you look through your window, how do you see community? So they've turned old windows into beautiful pieces of art. The art pieces will be on display at the Performing Arts Center May 25th between 5 and 8:30 p.m. If you're listening to this station, consider this a personal invite from Brian. Okay. You're invited. Okay, okay. Come on down. Anyway, we're going to have a silent auction for all these windows. And the money raised, there's this Vietnam-era war veteran who's been in a wheelchair since 1974. Okay? So just imagine that for a moment, mm-hmm. not being able to stand up for over 40 years. We're going to buy him a custom wheelchair that stands up.
Oh, okay.
Off of windows that would normally go in the trash.
Fantastic program.
And I will share with you that when we talk about, you know, a business can do well and do good, I think the key is to, I think there's always an opportunity to give back if we choose to look for it.
Okay, well, one of the things I was going to ask you, we have a very short period of time, but real quickly, in about a minute,
yep.
Where do you see yourself, this is a growth situation, yep. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Yeah, certainly, we do a free project for somebody every month. What if we can do a free project for somebody every week?
Wow. Okay.
How's
that's
for
a, that's a heck of a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, with that kind of growth, that'd be
yep.
fantastic.
Yeah.
So, wonderful. Okay, John, did you have something, I hope?
Well, the one thing we do at this point in the show, Brian, is we always ask the guests for a biz tip.
Yeah, come and work for me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So I think the best thing to think of is, if you're starting a business, you know, figure out your unique point of differentiation that's beyond the product. What is the why that you do, and be able to communicate it in a very sticky way so that the people you're speaking to embrace it, understand it, and can cherish that. And so, you know, the key isn't necessarily the product.
Right.
It's the why. So
wonderful.
If you start with your why, I think you'll be successful.
That's outstanding. Yeah, fantastic advice for anyone. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Fascinating
show. Appreciate it, guys.
Show.
Thanks.
We had a good time with this one. We will be back next week. Next week we'll be talking about 40 years of SCORE. We'll have myself and Mary Lou Vandehei will be on talking about what SCORE is all about and what we've been doing here in the Valley. So with that said, I'd like to thank you very much for listening. This is the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.